Alexander the Great and His Time by Agnes Saville. Preface to the Second Edition. In this edition I have amended several of the errors discovered by kind reviewers. The pages dealing with the Phaedrus and the Symposium have been completely rewritten after further study of these remarkable dialogues. Alexander was one of the few men who deserved the title of the Great. Most of his defeated enemies, astonished by his clement and magnanimous treatment, became his devoted followers. It is believed that Alexander's ideas of culture and of religion surpassed those of any other supreme conqueror. His private life was of a quality so noble that Sir William Tarn, the most profound of the Alexander historians, said of him that he gave the strange impression of one whose body was his servant. When several schoolmasters wrote that my book should be in every school library for the benefit of upper-form pupils, I realized that my work had been rewarded. In this disturbed modern world, with idealism and religion being regarded as out of date, the young should be encouraged by learning the record of a man who was successful in battle, who loved the arts, who respected every form of religion, and who was the first to advocate the brotherhood of all mankind. Agnes Saville. Preface to the First Edition. The introductory pages of Chapter 1 explain the reasons which induced me to begin to write for the general reader a short study on perhaps the most remarkable figure in history. But no brief summary could do justice to the subject, the meteoric career and the development of the aims and the character of Alexander the Great. The book is divided into two parts. Part 1 describes the military achievements of Alexander, the breakup of his empire, and the changed condition of the world. Quotations from both a pre-